Hey there, welcome back. It's another episode of From Dude to Dad. I'm Chris Pagula.
And I'm Brian Laurel.
And we are here every episode to give you dads some advice on parenting, advice on life, advice on business, advice in general.
Advice on investing,
yeah,
money.
Right. Oh, I don't know about that.
In cryptocurrency. Advice on electrical work. On plumbing?
Yes, on plumbing, exactly.
Yes.
Woodworking.
And if anything, if you have jobs on your house that require an electrician or a plumber, you should definitely just listen to a podcast give you pointers how to do that.
We're so full of it, Brian.
Yes. Right. What are we going to talk about today, Chris?
You know, I was actually leafing through, or I should say scrolling through, because nobody buys magazines anymore. I don't even know if you can find a magazine anymore. Anyway, I was looking through some articles and found this interesting topic on creating a safe space for your child to calm down.
To calm down.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Now, this article specifically calls it a calm down corner, which is kind of cool. But you can, you know, you don't need it to be a corner. You could create it in any space. But, you know, if we just dial
it. You could do it along a wall or in the middle of a room.
In the center.
I like a corner. It's very, it's nice and snug over in a corner.
Well, and somewhere. Okay, so that's part of the idea behind the concept is creating a space that feels safe, cozy, warm, and inviting. And ultimately, the concept is to try to get your child to deal with the emotions in a way that they could find it in themselves to get out of the heaviness of the feelings, if that makes sense. And
so
is this like basically
like instead of sending your kid to the corner and saying, you're pissing me off, you're misbehaving or whatever, you're being punished. You send them there. This is like a preemptive thing that you're doing before they're being punished?
Yes. Well, it's a place that, well, first off, sending a kid to the corner, if you think about it, like they're being punished. So you don't want to make this a punishment concept. Because I think punishment in general ends up coming with a lot of shame. So when you try to associate a positive experience.
Is that wrong? Is that wrong?
To do a corner.
That's what
thing?
I do with my girls all the time. I send them to the corner. Time out.
You know what? Do you got the strap too? Because that's always great.
No. We don't hit. But I definitely I will send a child or two to the corner. Probably a couple times a week. So
seriously, wait. Do you have a corner that you use? And you do that?
No, it's the Chris. It's the closest corner. It's if you piss me off. And you've done something that I've asked you not to do 47 freaking times, whatever the closest corner, go stand over there and face the corner. That's totally how I run my
ship
over here.
How did you start that? Explain to me how you introduced that concept to them. Because this will be great in the way of explaining how you do it with this.
Okay,
we're going to approach it a different way. So this corner is going to change for you, Brian. I'm going to make a change.
Yeah, we'll read this article and it will point out everything that I'm doing wrong and how I'm the worst father in America. So essentially it's just, you know, my kids are 5 and 2. So, grounding them really isn't realistic, at this point. We'll take things away like screen time or you can't watch TV tonight or, you can't, what's another example? I don't have a lot of things at my disposal. I can't say you can't go to the football game this weekend. I can't say you can't go to the park with your friends. I can't say you're not going to the movie on Friday night. So I'm very limited. So what I have done, for good or bad, is if, a kid does something or this misbehaving, for example, this happened just 2 nights ago, my kids roughhouse, and it's usually my 2-year-old starts it, and she'll just like bear hug my 5-year-old. And they're laughing and they think it's fun, but my youngest daughter gets like wrapped around my older daughter's legs. And then inevitably they end up falling to the ground because my older daughter can't secure her footing. So then half the time they're laughing when they hit the floor, the other half, they're not laughing. Someone's crying. Someone got hurt. Someone's arm got bent backwards. Someone stubbed a toe. So, and then depending on if it escalates or not. Sometimes my oldest daughter will push the younger one back. And then if the younger one is feeling like, oh, hell no, she'll go lunge at the throat of my daughter. And it's not this way every time. But if
Brian,
it
you
escalates,
should video this. It sounds like you could be putting this on TV or on streaming and making bets.
So anyway, but it just sometimes it just escalates. And there's a definite witching hour over at my house. And it's before dinner.
Right.
So at that point, I'm like, all right, I've told you guys 60 times to stop touching each other, just stop hanging on each other. You go to that corner and you go to that corner, and that's what it is. And it's just at my whim.
That's legit.
Sometimes it's, you know, go stand in the corner and I'll let you know when you can come out. And it's usually just like 2 or 3 minutes. Right. I mean, they're young. If my oldest one, if she really pisses me off, then maybe it's like 5 minutes. Now, if you're really in trouble, then your ass is going upstairs and I'll bring her up the stairs and I'll put her in her room. So I'm going to stop talking now, but tell me about this
beautiful corner
that you want to create.
Brian, you'll be using the corner a different way, but what you're doing is for discipline, right? So it's definitely understood. So this is more of the concept is maybe you have a child who's has heightened emotions, you know, and it's more challenging in calming down, or it's just that age of children being, you know, just
spasms.
Reactive. Yeah. So, yeah, you know, and maybe you could even utilize this as a place to give them for that time that they say they're bored, you know, so that they always have the activities. So the idea is to set up this place in the house that's comfortable, where the child can have several calming activities to be engaged with, because, you know, they could be sensory type. They could be, you know, anything. It's not required, but, you know, there's things that they give examples of, like bubble wrap, you know, that they can distract themselves with, or a stress ball. I must say, though, bubble wrap, obviously, kids got to be old enough and they're not going to be putting it in their mouth and swallowing, you know, disclaimer there. But I think that's pretty much, you know, a given.
Yes.
But, you know, like little pinwheels, you know, for them to distract themselves with, or just like images of things that can help them to calm down. Maybe they're into like images of waterfalls on the iPad, you know, that they can end up, you know, discovering, or using a bean bag to have access to, so that they can like feel relaxed in the place, and pillows. But
what does this look like? You're the one that found this article. So is this like, is there a place for them to sit and there's tables or there's shelving
you're just creating it like it's almost as if you're just making it at the moment too. Like you can have the items that you already have in your house. Like if you have a beanbag in another room, you know, but you want to create the corner because you see your child is starting to like go nuts with their behavior.
Okay. Go sit down and pop this bubble wrap.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But I mean, like, but I, you know, it's, I think it's a good idea to implement this by having your child be active in the creation of it. Like, you know what they like, you ask them what they like, they can create art pictures, you know, create drawings to put around and decorate the place. They can have their favorite blankie and pillow, you know, or toy. But ideally,
so this is something that you're building on the fly. Like you're trying to make dinner and your kid is being just out of control, obnoxious. And you're like, hey, why don't we go sit over here? Here's some bubble wrap. Here's some crayons and, you know, some paper or whatever it is. Like, go entertain yourself for a little bit. But just, why don't you just sit down for a few minutes while...
I think it depends on the age of the child. So like this, again, it's more of the idea of that's a correct way to use it. You can use it that way, but it's more of using to distract the emotions that could be, you know, about to start a tantrum. If you're, say, you know, your child is getting upset about a conversation you're having, you know, they're like, let's table this conversation. Let's go and like, you know, move over. It's a distraction piece.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
It's funny. I'm looking at your face, Brian, and I'm like, as we're doing this, since we can see each other, and I'm like, you're not buying my story here.
No, that's not the case. I'm trying to think how I would implement that and at what point I would implement that with my own kids. This look on my face is just me like looking ahead, like, okay, if my kids are, for example, using the example that I used, they're kind of rough housing and hanging on each other. At that point, is
that'd be
ideally
a great
when I'm
idea
supposed
saying,
to say,
hey,
like,
guys, hey, okay, you know what? We need to break this up. I'd like you guys to each go in your, you know, do your calm down corner. And maybe you could even say, I want to have, you know, draw some first thing that comes to your mind, you know, right. And maybe create, you know, although I'm thinking of your girls, you know, I don't know if you want to, you know, really get them to be more competitive by saying, I will judge a photo of the best.
Oh, you know. No, they're already competitive. And we exactly. should make that another episode exactly, is being right? good sports and competition because
sibling rivalry.
They're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So like so books, like I would assume that would be a good thing too.
Yeah. Okay. Silly putty or, you know, Play-Doh, you know, things like that they can distract themselves. But the idea again is, You're trying to have your child identify with the uncomfortable feelings that they're about to experience or they're going through, and to be able to process and go through them. And you know how the phrase, you want to shake it off, you know? So mm-hmm. if you're in the middle of something that's really, you know, frustrating you, you stop, you go, you do something else to make yourself better.
Got it.
Same
okay.
concept. So, but you're also introducing to your child the awareness of their feelings and how mm-hmm. to sort of be, you know, to not live in that, because they could be painful. So how not to sort of live and engage in them in a way that's, I don't know why the word masturbatory is coming up. It sounds so bad for this topic.
Dirty.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? Like sometimes
you're trying to de-escalate a situation before it becomes a situation.
De-escalate.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. So, Chris, if you were going to have a calm down corner, what would be in your calm down corner?
You mean me as a 50-year-old guy?
Yes, as an adult, as a grown
man.
Oh,
my God. Dare I say it? I'd have some.
I don't know. I don't know.
You know what? I'd probably have a nice glass, a glass of whiskey. And, you know, I'd have my AirPods I'd need because I meditate now religiously. And so meditation is my favorite. You know, so it would be my AirPods and my whiskey.
That's good.
What about you?
That's good. I would probably have some sort of device that would block out, sound canceling headphones.
There you go.
So I could listen to music and or podcasts. And then, I don't know. A nice beverage would be nice. Maybe just, I don't know, just my phone. I could watch football or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just something that, there's definitely times when you're speaking, and we're speaking about kids, obviously, and we're saying this a little tongue in cheek, but there's definitely times of day when I'm like, hey, I want a timeout corner, a calm down corner myself.
Right.
So,
exactly.
Well, this is good. No, this is good. I'm going to try it. And you know what? Before the next episode, I'm going to try this with my kids.
All right. So next episode, we will find out the results.
Yes.
Love
yes.
it.
No, I dig this. It's a different, you're kind of doing the same thing, but it doesn't have a negative connotation to it. It's like I don't want to say you're pre-punishing because you're not punishing, but you're heading them off at the pass and kind of nudging them into like calm town instead of freak out.
Exactly.
Spill.
Right. That's it, dude. Wow. I think we got this right under 15 minutes too. How about
itching.
That?
I love that.
All right. So I'm looking forward to hearing your progress from this little experiment on our next episode. But until then, hope you guys will check us all back on the next episode of From Dude to Dad.